Well, hello there. I won't tell you what this is or who it is because you already know by virtue of clicking your mouse, unless of course you're completely stupid, in which case it probably doesn't matter. Here we go. It's the Reckless Eric Radio Show with your host, me. Turned into a bubblegum band. They were probably operating with only one original member and some session men. Shake. Here's a man who is very cool, always has been and always will be. This is Roy Lonely.
You're just another lonely rider on that new planet going round. You're very in for an outsider. Supernatural power, living 100 miles an hour, living 100 miles an hour. I think you're really is a rich.
that's the Alabama Shakes. I didn't know if I'd like them or not, so I bought their album and we listened to it in the car on the way to some godforsaken place. Actually, Chicago, which isn't godforsaken at all. Very flat, but quite godly, I can imagine, in parts. What a lot of rubbish I'm talking. I've got something called, I don't know if I've got swimmer's ear, which would be weird because I haven't been swimming, you know. But I have some kind of ear infection that means that I can only hear out of one ear, so that I am actually doing this on... It's almost like flying a plane on one engine, though I've never actually flown a plane myself. I expect plenty of you listeners have actually flown a plane. And the kid next door is going to take his test to become a pilot. And he's only 17, so that's pretty weird, isn't it? I mean, the sky full of young men with nothing on their mind except their hair. Or in his case, a crew cut, which is even more worrying because there's not much hair involved in a crew cut. So, when I've finished waffling away here, I'm going to play a John Lee Hooker record that was recorded in 1948. And then we're going to hear from a doctor.
Walking down Hastings Street, I heard everybody talking about the Henry Swain Club. I said I'd drop in there that night, and when I got there, I said, yes, people, yes, they were really having a ball. Yes, I know. Mom and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama to let that boy boogie woogie, 'cause it's in him and it got to come out. Well, I felt so good and I went on boogie woogie just the same. Yeah.
This is a very, very serious problem. Now, actually, what possibilities, looking at it realistically, exists for unmarried people? 3. 1. Sublimation. 2. Intercourse. 3. Masturbation. That's all. Now, what is sublimation? Sublimation, ladies and gentlemen, is a psychological word that means that you direct one drive into another channel which is more acceptable. For example, if you come to me, you say, you know, I'm so hungry, I'm just starving. I say, you know what you should do? Make a boat. Paint a picture. Now, for a few minutes, you might forget about your hunger while you paint a picture. But sublimation is not so easy.
Sublimation is definitely not easy. If I could find the sleeve to this record, I'd tell you all about it. I'm going to find the sleeve. Hold on. Listen to this for a minute. I found it. Dr. Murray Banks speaks on the drama of sex. Got a fabulous cover. It's got a yin and yang sign with Dr. Murray Banks speaks on in black, and then the drama of sex that goes into the black part from the white. And then it's all, you know, sort of on a red background. It's ever so good. And the back cover, it says the drama of sex, Dr. Murray Banks. Authentic, entertaining, non-technical. Well, that's good. Non-technical is good. You know, so often, like, you're trying to follow what it says in the manual, and there's a point where you're slotting A into part B and B into part C and wondering who's holding the manual at this point.
It depends on the use to which you put the airplane. If the airplane drops bombs and destroys, it is evil. If it drops mercy drugs and saves and rescues, it is good. You can't say that the airplane is evil or good. You can only say the use to which the airplane is put is evil or good. Therefore, please don't look at sex as being good or evil. It is neither. You know, even the army in the Second World War looked at sex differently than they did in the First World War. Instead of...
That was Ian Hunter, of course, who's our hero and who we've been doing some shows with. And this is a funny thing. I think I've been playing some pretty good, easy listening type junk and everything on this show. This is Ritual Fire Dance by Jack Emblow, who's an accordion player. It says Jack Emblow and then accordion in brackets, so I put two and two together there. And this is Linda Heck, who I'm hoping to meet when I go and play in Memphis at the end of next month.
Shaky self-esteem. Here today and gone tomorrow is the way it's gotta be. With an empty blue horizon for as far as I can see. God Almighty, here I am. Am I where I ought to be? I've begun to soon descend like the sun into the sea. And I thank my lucky stars here to eternity. For the artist that you are, and the man you made of me. Pretty speech is still unspoken. Perfect circles in the sand. Rules and promises are broken that I still don't understand. Sooner or later I'll be leaving. I'm a winner either way. For the laughter and the loving that I'm living with today. God Almighty, here I am. Am I where I ought to be? I've begun to soon descend like the sun into the sea. And I thank my lucky stars, from here to eternity, for the artist that you are, and the man you made of me. Wide awake and feeling mortal.
I love Kris Kristofferson. That's the title track off his new album, which is produced by Don Was, who is somebody who should be made into an international superhero for helping Kris Kristofferson to make records that sound great rather than the usual. This has been the Reckless Eric Radio Show, and I'm so sorry for hiatus after hiatus. If you've got any complaints, you can address them to me, or you can address them to somebody else, or you can just shout them into a manhole cover if you like. And to end up with, here's Johnny Rivers. See you next time.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. From her eye, but we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add, only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.